This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, has left the country of Afghanistan. His location is unknown. In a Facebook post, Ghani said he had left the country in order to avoid bloodshed. He did not say where he is. This was his first comment since leaving Afghanistan earlier Sunday. Just came in the last few minutes. Top members of the Taliban Military Commission are in the presidential palace in Kabul as Taliban fighters take positions at key posts in the city. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed Sunday evening that the fighters were directed to guard security posts and other installations in Kabul to prevent looting. Abdullah Abdullah, head of the Afghan National Reconciliation Council, posted a video on Facebook. He confirmed that Ghani had left Afghanistan. He said, quote, "I feel the former president left the country and people in a bad position." Sources directly aware of the developments in Afghanistan told VOA that Sunday morning a Taliban delegation engaged prominent Afghan politicians and elders in negotiations that culminated in Ghani stepping down. The Taliban maintained in the talks that they would not engage Ghani in any transfer of power, saying he was not a legitimate president. It isn't yet clear exactly how power would be transferred to any new leadership in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy said there were reports the capital's airport had come under fire. That's the same airport to which diplomats, officials, and other Afghans have fled, hoping to leave the country. Hundreds of Afghans are crowded in the airport terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. A NATO official has said NATO is maintaining its diplomatic presence in Kabul and helping to keep the airport running. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said the safety of U.S. personnel and the Afghans who work with them is job number one. He told CNN's State of the Union, "We haven't asked the Taliban for anything." He added, "We've told the Taliban that if they interfere with our personnel, there will be a swift and decisive response." Reuters is reporting that Albania and Kosovo have accepted a U.S. request to temporarily take in Afghan refugees seeking visas to enter the United States. Reuters said that news came in statements from the Albanian and Kosovar governments. The Kosovar president, Vjosa Osmani, said on Facebook that she agreed without any hesitation to the request and said Afghan refugees will be vetted by U.S. security authorities. She said the refugees will stay in Kosovo until documentation for U.S. immigration visas is arranged. The death toll from a powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti climbed sharply a day after the earthquake, with at least 724 now reported dead and a minimum of 2,800 people injured. The updated figures on Sunday from Haiti's Office of Civil Protection follow a previous count of 304 people dead. The earthquake struck the country's southwestern area on Saturday morning, almost razing some towns. Haitians are already struggling with the coronavirus pandemic, deepening poverty, and a presidential assassination last month. And they are still reeling from the earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that, there are fears the widespread damage will worsen in the coming days. Tropical Storm Grace is predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday. Turkish authorities said Sunday that flash floods have swept through towns in Turkey's Black Sea region and have killed 62 people as search and rescue efforts to find missing people continue. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires had been brought under control after raging through southern coastal regions for 2 weeks. Japan braced for further downpours on Sunday as rescuers sifted through flooded landslide damage after record rainfall there that left at least 6 people dead. Residents returned to check on their mud-covered homes in the country's southwest, where nearly 2 million people were urged to seek shelter on Saturday as dozens of rivers overflowed. And in Lebanon, Lebanese authorities and medics say a fuel tank blast in Lebanon killed 28 people and injured nearly 80 others, scalding a crowd that was clamoring for gasoline in that crisis-hit country. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.